The Washington House has pledged to take action next year to end the reliance on local levies to fund schools. The vote Monday also directs the 2017 legislature to fully fund competitive salaries and benefits for teachers and staff. On the floor of the House, Republican Chad Magendanz urged a yes vote on the five-page plan to achieve full funding of schools.
Since 1978, it's been clear that relying on school districts to pay for the state's program basic education is unconstitutional, and we are affirming our commitment to put an end to that.
But fellow Republican Matt Manweller urged a no vote. He says the Washington Supreme Court is, quote, out of control, and the legislature should not be trying to appease it. The Supreme Court last year imposed a $100,000 a day sanction on the state for failing to come up with a plan to fully fund schools.
And if we think that one line that says, hey, well, we'll look around to getting into this next year is going to appease the court, I would say that you're going to be disappointed.
The measure now goes to the Washington Senate.